You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Two dirty old men.
Next.
You can't make it one way. Got pornography on record. The massage parlor, you and I, huh? Got our own thing.
Let's relax, man.
The thing throws me off is those made out drums.
Yeah. Well, we got a weak drummer.
Why don't we try something pretty like, you know Ave Maria?
Everyone is searching for that perfect gift. Is it the half-off sale across town, or maybe that store that opens at 5 a.m.? When you give from the heart, the answer's simple. The perfect gift, a life-saving blood donation, costs nothing but an hour of your time. By donating blood with the American Red Cross, you give a hospital patient in need the most precious gift of all, life. So as you flip through the circulars and scan retail websites, take a moment to log on to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood.
Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. A member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee isn't confident in the U.S. strategy in Syria.
We've got the Assad challenge, the ISIL challenge, and the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. And the United States doesn't really have a coherent strategy.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine tells Fox News there are two hearings scheduled for today, and he plans to challenge his colleagues about being involved in a war without a vote from Congress. The Democrat adds that the recent crash of a Russian plane believed to have been bombed by ISIS is generating a lot of talk on Capitol Hill. The federal appeals court says President Obama's executive actions on immigration overstepped his authority. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an injunction against Obama's order blocking deportation of about 5 million illegal immigrants. 26 states challenged Obama's order protecting people brought to the U.S. illegally when they were children. Protests over a number of racial incidents has cost the University of Missouri President Tim Wolf his job. Wolf stepped down yesterday, saying his love for the university was behind his decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Washington to meet with President Obama. With more, here's USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
President Obama is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to try and repair what many believe to be a hostile relationship with Israelis. James Phillips of the Heritage Foundation tells USA Radio News the impression of President Obama not being a friend of Israel has some validity when compared with other presidents.
Compared to most presidents, Obama would come down on kind of a cold, almost neutral position. President Obama came to office with an ideological worldview that made him hostile to Israeli interests in the peace negotiations.
I'm Jason Wirt.
This past weekend's collapse of a section of an IHOP parking lot in Mississippi is being blamed on a drainage problem. City officials say there was a catastrophic failure of a stormwater drainage culvert that was buried below the parking lot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Fast food workers are rallying in cities across the nation today for a $15 an hour minimum wage. Scott Pringle is on the streets in New York City.
Hundreds here jamming up Court Street with music, dancing, and signs of vote for 15. Now, fast food workers fought for $15 an hour, and Governor Cuomo, through a wage board, is getting them that here in New York State over the next several years. But now they're fighting to raise the minimum wage for other industries. Motab is a full-time healthcare worker here in Brooklyn.
$10 an hour is not that much to pay your bills and all your other bills and be able to live here in the city. It's a hard time. You're struggling, basically.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
The
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, 109chamber.com. Gordon Lightfoot and the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Well, you'll find out in just a few minutes why we're playing that. It's one of the most interesting days, at least in my opinion, today in history. Lots of things that I recognize, certainly, and unfortunately a lot of them happened to be negative, but still very interesting. We need to go on and check out history, a little history from history.com. Alright, the lead story, one we already talked about at the beginning of the show, 1969, Sesame Street, a pioneering TV show that would teach generations of young children the alphabet and how to count, makes its broadcast debut. Sesame Street, with its memorable theme song, "Can You Tell Me How to Get to Sesame Street," went on to become the most widely viewed children's program in the world. It was aired in more than 100 countries. How many generations now have already experienced Sesame Street? Just amazing, isn't it? 1775, during the American Revolution, the Continental Congress passes a resolution stating that 2 battalions of Marines be raised for service as landing forces for the recently formed Continental Navy. The resolution, drafted by future U.S. President John Adams and adopted in Philadelphia, created the Continental Marines and is now observed as the birth date of the United States Marine Corps. In 1903, on this day, the Patent Office awards U.S. Patent number 743801 to a Birmingham, Alabama woman named Mary Anderson. What did she do? Well, she created the window cleaning device for electric cars and other vehicles to remove snow, ice, or sleet from the windows. When she received her patent, Anderson tried to sell it to a Canadian manufacturing firm, but the company refused. The device had no practical value, it said, and so was not worth any money. Though mechanical windshield wipers were standard equipment in passenger cars by around 1913, Anderson never profited from the invention. In 1865, on this day, Henry Wirtz, a Swiss immigrant and the commander of the Andersonville prison in Georgia, is hanged for the murder of soldiers incarcerated there during the Civil War. 1982, after 18 years as General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party, Leonid Brezhnev dies on this day. His death signaled the end of a period of Soviet history marked by both stability and stagnation. Brezhnev came to power in 1964 when, along with Alexei Goyskin, he was successful in pushing Nikita Khrushchev out of office. For the next 18 years, he brought a degree of stability to the Soviet politics unknown since the Stalinist period. In 1997, a Massachusetts judge reduces the second-degree murder conviction of British au pair Louise Woodward to voluntary manslaughter in the 1996 death of an 8.5-month-old Matthew Epen. Woodward, who had spent 279 days in jail, was sentenced to time served. The case generated enormous publicity in both sides of the Atlantic and sparked a debate in the United States over whether working women should stay at home to care for their children if they can afford to do so. In 1975, on this day, the SS Edmund Fitzgerald sinks in Lake Superior, killing all 29 crew members on board. It was the worst single accident in Lake Superior's history. In 1928, 2 years after the death of his father, Makinomiya Hirohito is enthroned as the 124th Japanese monarch in an imperial line dating back to 660 B.C. 1973, newspapers report the burning of 36 copies of Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. That was 1973. Didn't we get through that a long time ago? In 1958, between 1965 and his death in 1993, the legendary Conway Twitty placed an astonishing 40 number one hits on the country music charts. Indeed, no performer in the history of country music, including Garth Brooks, ever brought together a stretch as dominant as Twitty during the peak years of his career. Between 1974 and 82, when 24 out of 33 consecutively released singles became country number ones. But those who know Conway Twitty only through such country hits as Hello Darlin' and Tight Fittin' Jeans may be surprised to learn that a man known as the High Priest of Country Music began his career as a bona fide rock and roller. On this day in 1958, fully 10 years before his first country chart topper, Conway Twitty scored his first number one hit on the pop charts with the rock and roll ballad, It's Only Make Believe. 2001, right after September 11th, terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, President George W. Bush addresses the United Nations to ask for the international community's help in combating terrorism around the world. He also pledged to take the fight against terrorism to any place where terrorists were harbored. And in sports on this day, 1984, the University of Maryland's backup quarterback, Frank Reich, throws 6 touchdown passes against the University of Miami in the second half of the Orange Bowl. The Terrapins, who had been losing 31-0 at the half, ended up winning that game 42-40. In the first half, everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong, one of Reich's teammates said. In the second half, everything that could possibly go right went right. Now, what you might not know is that Frank Reich did that again against the Houston Oilers in a playoff game between the Houston Oilers and the Buffalo Bills. I don't know if he actually won it. I think he actually did. But it was, again, one of the most craziest games you'll ever see. And that is Today in History from History.com for November 10th, 2015. We move on from Today in History to other things that were going on today and that will certainly make history. And one of them, unfortunately, is something we've been awaiting for quite some time, and that is New Jersey man found guilty on all counts in murder of friend. Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports that a jury has found Gary Passarelli guilty in first-degree murder and other charges in the death of John Nico. The jury, which was handed the case at the end of day on Thursday, deliberated throughout the Friday and main again on Monday before handing up its verdict shortly after 2:30 p.m. Passarelli, 42, was convicted of first-degree murder and second-degree possession of a weapon, a dumbbell and a knife, in the May 2013 death of Nico, who was 35. Passarelli had also been charged with possession of a controlled dangerous substance, ketamine. Nico was stabbed more than 40 times and bludgeoned with a 25-pound dumbbell in his Raritan Township home. Hunterdon County Assistant Prosecutor Deborah Factor presented evidence that Nico's injuries were defensive in nature, and she linked Passarelli and Nico through text messages examined by the investigators. Investigators presented extensive forensic evidence, and Passarelli's 5-hour videotape statement to police was played for jurors. Passarelli took the stand in his own defense on Wednesday and said he wasn't the one who murdered Nico. It was a switch from the defense's original intent to assert that Passarelli was acting in self-defense, claiming that he was attacked by Nico after the pair had been using drugs. Passarelli testified that text messages between the pair were misconstrued and weren't threats. Rather, They were just the way he and Nico spoke to each other. He described staying at Nico's home on occasion, working out with his dumbbells, cooking dinner with him. He also said he was high on ketamine throughout his statement to police, going through whatever police were saying. In her closing statement to jurors, Factor told them that motive wasn't a factor in their deliberations. If he purposely intended the death, and there is evidence he did, that murder, I don't know how you use a 25-pound dumbbell and say you didn't intend. Passarelli's sentence is scheduled for February 18th. He remains in the Mercer County Jail with bail set at $1 million. A sentencing, the first-degree murder charge carries a minimum of 30 years in prison and a maximum sentence of 30 years to life. So it looks like we'll finally get justice on that unfortunate incident and situation, and I'm sure the families and friends of Mr. Nico are relieved that it's finally coming to a close. We move on to talk about the Laidlaw Transit site is going to host affordable housing and storage, says the staff at NJ Advance Media. The former Laidlaw Transit property on Route 22 West had been sold, and part of the site will host two affordable housing units. Unity Bank provided a $449,000 commercial loan to Platypus Enterprises to support its purchase of the property. Glenn Likas of Tewksbury, owner of the real estate holding company, intends to use the property to maintain equipment for his design-build company, G.S. Likas, and to develop two Clinton Township affordable housing units and a dilapidated farmhouse on the near 7-acre property, Unity said in a recent press release. Likas said the bus company previously had permission to park up to 100 cars and 100 buses on that mixed commercial-use zoned property, but he plans to maintain all his equipment and vehicles inside an existing concrete block, 3,000-square-foot storage facility. Clinton Township has approved his request to renovate a rundown 2,800-square-foot farmhouse, which will be replaced by two two-bedroom affordable housing units. He also intends to plant several hundred trees and bushes to create a buffer with neighboring residents, the release stated. As a community bank, we are small enough to help customers deal with these types of challenges when they come up, said Unity Bank President James A. Hughes. Glenn has been in business since 1996 and has strong roots in the community, so we were happy to help. Likas has graduated from North Hunterdon Regional High School and the Rhode Island School of Design, where he studied architecture. He is active in Tewksbury, where he serves in the Town Historic and Environmental Commission, and Likas and his wife, Janice Marie Kalis, VMD, and owner of the Oldwick Animal Hospital, have a 6-year-old daughter, Margot. All right, so Clinton's going to get some affordable housing, and we're going to take care of the Laidlaw property. Let's take care of some other folks. If you have a used car, perhaps you'd like to donate it to benefit the Freedom House of New Jersey in Clinton. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that Freedom House of New Jersey has recently partnered with CARS, Turning Cars into Care, to help raise the much-needed funds to support of their programs and services throughout the state of New Jersey. The countdown of 2016 has started, but it is not too late to contribute to a great cause. When donating a used car, the call center is ready to assist 100% of the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The organization takes care of all the work and offers free towing. Call 855-500-7433 today to begin the process. A donation will help save a life and reunite a family. Freedom House, founded in 1986, provides three major programs for those suffering from substance abuse and co-occurring disorders: long-term residential treatment in a halfway house setting to adult males, the Family Afterward, a transitional program that provides intensive care management for women who are recovering from alcoholism and or drug addiction, and who are seeking reunification with their children, and the outpatient program, which began in 2014 for men and women who are in need of treatment but are also to maintain their careers and family life during the recovery period. For more information, call 908-617-5492 or visit freedomhousenj.org. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages from our sponsors.
people see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. And no one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My hopes and my dreams come true.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Megan Jones-Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me?
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com. It's not Phil Collins. It's Steve Brookstein, Against All Odds. All right, we got all the things to talk about. More news in and around Hunterdon County. A local artist gives back to area Girl Scouts. The staff at Edgy and Vast Media reports on the 9th. That local artist, Leslie Boss, from Unleashed Creativity, located in Hampton, has been giving back to Girl Scouts through Hunterdon County and other local areas by giving free Make a Garden Stone workshops. Being once a Girl Scout herself, Boss felt it was time to give back to Girl Scouts by offering free workshops for Girl Scouts
starting from juniors on up the ranks. Unleashed Creativity supplies the girls with all the elements that they need to make their own garden stone made out of cement, but encourages the girls to bring special mementos to put in their stones as lifelong keepsakes. It is typically a two-hour workshop filled with fun and creative energy. Unleashed Creativity makes custom garden stones, stepping stones, and wind chimes. To contact Unleashed Creativity to schedule a Girl Scout workshop, call Leslie at 908-405-5522 or visit her Facebook page at Unleashed Creativity. That was a pretty cool, by the way. You get to create something, put it in the garden there, and walk by it and enjoy it with a little bit of a wry smile that you created it, or you created it for somebody else as a gift. The Musconetcong Watershed Association is seeking new board members. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that the nonprofit Musconetcong Watershed Association is currently seeking new trustees to join its board of directors. Candidates with a passion for our mission, protecting and improving the river and its watershed, including its natural and cultural resources, are encouraged to apply. They are particularly interested in attracting new candidates with experience in fundraising, finance, and/or communications. It's an exciting time to be a trustee for the Musconetcong Watershed Association, Executive Director Beth Styler Barry said in a press release. We're a rapidly growing organization, and we recently received several significant new grants to help improve the river water quality. Our programs include stream cleanups, river water testing, and educational programs in local schools. The Musconetcong River flows 42 miles from Lake Opatcong to Delaware River, so there's lots to do. Trustees attend monthly board meetings and committee meetings. Other duties include strategic planning, setting policy, fundraising, and adopting an annual budget. Regular board meetings are held at 7 p.m. on a fourth Thursday of each month, a River Resource Center on Maple Avenue in Asbury with teleconferencing capabilities. To learn more about the Musconetcong Watershed Association, go to musconetcong.org. If interested, call or email Trustee Bill Harklerode at 908-894-8300 or email him at bill@gmail.com. Bill Harklerode at gmail.com. We treasure our resources around here, so it's nice to see that some folks actually work towards it as a nonprofit. We also treasure our healthcare system. The Hunterdon Healthcare is awarded an A for patient safety by the Leapfrog Group. So says the staff at NJ Advanced Media on November 5th. The Hunterdon Healthcare was honored with an A hospital safety score by the Leapfrog Group, an independent national nonprofit run by employers and other large purchasers of health benefits. The hospital safety score was calculated under the guidance of the Leapfrog Group's Blue Ribbon Expert Panel, using publicly available data on patient injuries, medical and medication errors, and also infections. The U.S. hospitals were assigned an A, B, C, D, or F for their safety. By the way, I'm glad that they actually explain that, because sometimes you see these scoring systems and you only see that there's two scores. So it's nice to see that there's all five included. The entire workforce of the nearly 3,000 caregivers who represent Hunterdon Healthcare places patient safety first and foremost in their performance every day. Our A rating represents a commitment to quality healthcare outcomes that meet not just our standards but national ones, stated Robert Wise, the CEO and president of Hunterdon Healthcare. Hunterdon Healthcare has many excellent patient safety programs in place to ensure safe care for all patients. Just a few examples are measuring our safety culture annually, which assures employees of Hunterdon Healthcare deliver care in a safe environment for patients, using a surgical safety checklist, as recommended by the World Health Organization, to ensure right patient, right side, right surgery 100% of the time, following all the national patient safety goals, preventing infections, team skills, training to improve communication among caregivers, which includes briefings and debriefings before and after procedures, and safe medication technology to prevent medication errors. Calculated under the guidance of the Leapfrog Group's 9-member Blue Ribbon Expert Panel, the hospital safety score uses 28 measures of publicly available hospital safety data to produce a single score representing a hospital's overall capacity to keep patients safe from infections, injury, and medical and medication errors. It's the LeapFrog Group's goal to give patients the information that they need to deserve more even entering a hospital, said Lee Binder, president and CEO of the LeapFrog Group. We congratulate all the hospitals that earned an A, and we look forward to the day when all hospitals in the U.S. will earn the highest scores for putting patient safety first. To see the Hunterdon Healthcare scores as they compare nationally and locally, visit hospitalsafetyscore.org, the Hospital Safety Score website, which also provides information on how the public can protect themselves and loved ones during a hospital stay. Isn't it amazing that you actually have to worry about that? The Clinton Scouts recognize merit recipients. Christina Gianantonio of the Star Ledger reports on the 6th that Mickey Fiotto left was one of the 23 members of Boy Scout Troop 200 in Annandale to receive merit badges during the Troop's Court of Honor held on October 19th at Immaculate Conception Church. Mikey was one of five scouts in the troop to receive first ever badges. He is congratulated by scouts George Gregory and Luke Morosi, center and right. There was a picture on the photo. For more information on Troop 200, call 908-989-0303. Scouting news. And we finish up this segment with Peking Wok, which Al War was talking about in his article. But Peking Wok reopens in Highbridge after a devastating fire. And I was talking to Al yesterday during my show, and I said, restaurants are hard enough to survive in a 5-year span. It's even more difficult when you have to survive a fire and then try and reopen. And so I congratulate Peking Wok. Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports that the community welcomed Peking Wok's grand reopening this week with an impressive show of support. Lines 2 hours long on long opening day Wednesday and again on Thursday. The restaurant closed after a fire on January 14th gutted the building on West Main Street where Peking Wok had the first floor. Investigators determined that the fire started in the restaurant's kitchen. The restaurant was relocated and is now open on 62 Main Street. Restaurateur Cody Liu took a break from the kitchen as the lunch crowd was coming in on Friday to try to express his gratitude for the support. All smiles, he said. It was so a lot of people. His daughter, Rao Kuo, taking orders from customers, said they've been busy since opening on Wednesday. The waiting line was 2 hours yesterday and Wednesday too, she said. Customers have told her they've tried other places, but we are thrilled to have their favorite Chinese restaurant reopen. The fire that closed Peking Wok also put 11 people out of their homes, and that prompted another show of support from Highbridge, with many efforts aimed at helping the fire victims. Peking Wok is open 11 a.m. to 10, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 on Fridays and Saturdays, and noon at 10 on Sundays. Isn't that fantastic that a restaurant like that has, 8-9 months that they have to rebuild, regenerate, and the two-hour-long lines, people going there? That's just... what a testament to Highbridge. Congratulations, folks. That's just amazing that you would take the time and the effort to make sure that you are helping out your local business. That's just a fine show of support. All right, we're at another break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChamber.com in just a few minutes. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andChamberRadio.com app today. All right, it's time for 100 Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. We're at the tail end of most of the tournaments, so we are on pins and needles as to how far our 100 and Central or 100 and Regionals high schools are going. So let's check them out, see where they fared over the weekend. DelVal volleyball girls faced Demarest. Demarest got the better of them 2-0 on the 6th. 100 and Central faced Bridgewater Raritan in field hockey on the 5th. Bridgewater Raritan took it 5-1. Against East Brunswick, the girls' soccer team won 2-0, and the girls' volleyball team defeated Hillsboro 2-0. Football against Westfield. Westfield was the better team, 33-14. And 5-1, girls' soccer defeats Manalapan. Well, the girls' soccer team continues to progress. North Hunterdon, a 2-1 beating by Ridge in girls' soccer. Against the Voorhees in football, North Hunterdon takes it 39-32. I think that was the milk can game. Girls' volleyball, 2-0, defeating Bloomfield. South Hunterdon had one game to play, field hockey against Shore. Shore was the better team that day, 7-0 on the 5th. And Voorhees, we already heard about the football game. But how about field hockey against Madison? Madison took it 3-2. So here is what's left of the schedule. It is Tuesday, November 10th. The volleyball varsity states don't have any opponents there, but they take place at 5 p.m. Cheerleading on the 11th, we have Ridge High School. Delaware Valley will be there at 6 o'clock for a Varsity Skyland Conference. 100 and Central will be there as well. On the 12th, Gymnastics Meter Champions. 100 and Central will be at Montgomery. Soccer Varsity Sectional Finals. 100 and Central will take on Freehold at Freehold Township High School at 2 o'clock on Thursday. And on Friday, it's Friday Night Lights. We're going to have 100 and Central. Let's see. We got 100 and Central at South Brunswick for a varsity game. That's at 7 p.m. We have Spotswood at Delaware Valley at 7. And Voorhees will be at Cranford at 7 for the NJSIAA tournament first round. The 14th, cheerleading varsity regionals. Delaware Valley will be at Toms River North. 100 and Central will be there as well. Cross country, NJSIAA groups, South Hunterdon will be there. So will Voorhees at Holmdel Park. Central will be there as well. And football, Riverside will travel to South Hunterdon at 7 p.m. on Saturday. At noon, we have girls varsity state champion volleyball, but I don't know who's actually going to be in it. And gymnastics, 100 and Central will be at Montgomery for gymnastics varsity states. That is sports scores and calendar for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes, even the ones that aren't part of Hunterdon County, because you are watching some fabulous competition among our state's finest athletes. Now, in the NJSIAA cross country sectionals, Hannah Bunguidi and Nicole Ahanisian And the Northern and girls all emerged with championships Saturday at their respective NJSIAA sectional cross-country meets. Bonna Guidi of Delaware Valley Senior, who announced her commitment to Lehigh this week, dominated the Central Group 2 race at Thompson Park in Jamesburg. She ran a time of 18:21, almost 42 seconds better than runner-up Lauren Krupflow of Robbinsville. And the Northern team, which edged Ridge by 7 points to win the Skyland Conference meet on October 22nd at Natterer Park, pulled off another narrow win Saturday at Greystone Park in Morris Plains. The Lions edged Ridge by a mere 4 points, 40-44, on their sectional crown. Northern was paced by the DeMarcello sisters, senior Anna and freshman Elena, who finished second and fourth, respectively, at 18:55 and 19:04. The race was won by Milburn junior Katie Dilladown at 18:53. Freshman Angela Kearsley was next for the Lions in eighth at 19:25, with her classmate Brenna Talamo, 11th at 19:33. North senior Kelsey Fabern-Ferbanish came in 15th at 19:52. Bonaguida, Onision, and Northern's team all qualifies for the state group meet November 14th at Holmdel. Congratulations to them. Must be great to feel such in a class like that. We move on to the Courtside Racquet Club is introducing tennis to kids. Remember that game, tennis? We actually use a racket and a ball instead of a Wii. Well, Sally Graziano of NJ.com reports that Steve Bork is an avid spokesman for the sport of tennis, and tennis has given me so much in my life, he said Friday in his office at Courtside Racquet Club. It's why I got into teaching. He and his partners at Courtside are hoping to spark that interest in younger players by reaching out to area schools. Quote, I like to go in to show kids some tennis, Bork said. We do it for free. Offer an assembly, an after-school program, a gym class. We want to introduce the game. Some schools have taken them up on the offer, he said. With other sports, there are concerns about injuries, but tennis is a lifelong sport, Bork said. It's not contact. You can play forever. There's one guy in his 90s who still plays competitive tennis. Aside from the hand-eye coordination and fitness, it also teaches a lot of life skills, he said. How to deal with an opponent who's rude and one who cheats. They're interested at Courtside in starting up team tennis, Bork said. Almost like high school team, only it'd be juniors. I've got 3-year-olds out there. Kids start playing and they get hooked, but then they get to middle school and the schools have other team sports that draw them away. It's not until they get to high school in the 9th grade when they can play, and then they're saying, oh, I used to play tennis. At Courtside, all the junior members get junior memberships in the U.S. Tennis Association, and all the high school students who play tennis for the schools get free memberships at Courtside. It's an impressive facility with 6 indoor courts that are climate-controlled with both heat and air conditioning, a lounge with a TV, comfortable chairs, and lots of tables. With an outdoor pool open for Memorial Day through Labor Day, late this summer it was named the U.S. Tennis Association's National Facility of the Year. Programs are many and varied, starting with puppy pound tennis for children ages 3 to 5. The courts are striped in different ways, so younger children can play across the width of a tennis court rather than be intimidated by a full-length court. Balls come in a range of sizes and bounce, too, from large foam balls to increasingly harder, smaller balls. Adult programs include beer and balls on Thursday nights. I'm intrigued. Bagels and balls on Friday mornings, men's single nights, mixed doubles, cardio tennis, and there's a lot of women play. We all have 15 ladies teams in the Central Jersey League, Bork said. But Courtside, which has marked its 10th anniversary this year, isn't just about the tennis, Bork said. We want to introduce the club experience, he said. It's the relationships you develop with people. Everybody in this club is part of my family. He credits his partners with the foresight to make Courtside what it is today. They include managing partner Ken Shapiro, Glenn Cacciola, and Stan Schiff. Bork serves as general manager. They brought Courtside 10 years ago this past August. These guys saved tennis in Hunterdon, Bork said, adding that they are not sitting on their laurels. Ken always asks me, what can we do to make this better? Al Warr will tell you that's exactly the question you have to ask, and then you got to do a lot of work to figure out that answer. But nonetheless, it's nice to know that you are caring about Hunterdon, you're caring about the game of tennis, and we, as community people, should be just as mindful about your tennis facility as we were mindful about your ice skating facility in the ice skating facility that we were worried about when it was going to close. Great stuff. So there you have it, some tennis to go and play. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com in just a few minutes.
I try to fix broken dreams and figure out what they mean. We go beyond any closer that you get to me. I'll burn. Don't touch me, 'cause I'll burn. And now,
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamber.com. A little Fahrenheit. We got things to still talk about. Check out your calendar on your community info. Get your pen, get your pencil, get your calendar. Time for a little community info. Alexandria First Presbyterian Church to host Christmas concert on December 6th. Yes, ma'am, we are talking about Christmas already. Alexandria First Presbyterian Church will host its 11th annual Christmas concert titled O Sing Noel. Concert will be presented on Sunday, December 6th at 3 and 6 p.m. Since the 3 p.m. program is so popular because it includes our youth and children, the doors will be open at 2:30. The concert is directed by AFPC's own Minister of Music, Nerva Altino, who along with his brother, Robinson, just completed a concert of their own at Carnegie Hall in NYC. Robinson Altino will be conducting well-known Christmas favorites like Ave Maria, O Come Emmanuel, and The First Noel will be presented. Joining the AFPC Chancel Choir are professional soloists from New York City. No tickets are required for this event, and a free will offering will be taken. Refreshments will be available after both concerts. Alexandria First Presbyterian Church is located at 141 Little York, Mount Pleasant Road, Milford. Call 908-996-4333. Visit alexpres.org, A-L-E-X-P-R-E-S.org for more information. The Town That Disappeared Overnight screening is the November 15th at the Hunterdon County Library. Reddington native Dave Kuznicki and Eric Althoff have produced a 30-minute documentary titled The Town That Disappeared Overnight, which examines the history of Round Valley as it underwent the extraordinary changes from a farming community that had existed for centuries before being flooded in the mid-20th century to make a reservoir to head off future droughts. An entire farm community was relocated out of the valley, many of whose families have been there for generations. This documentary has won 2 Emmy Awards given out by the Lower Great Lakes chapter of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences on June 27th in Indianapolis. Kuznicki, who directed, edited, and co-wrote the film, accepted the awards for Best Nostalgia Program and Best Research. The film weaves together interviews with Round Valley survivor Emma Haver, local author and Reddington Township historian Stephanie Stevens, Jeffrey L. Hoffman of the State Water Resource Board, as well as historians and experts to craft a portrait of early to mid-20th century small-town Americana at odds with progress in urbanized New Jersey, East Jersey's rapidly increasing industry and population necessitated the resources and land of rural and pastoral western New Jersey to meet its needs. It is not only the story of New Jersey, but the story of America in the last century as traditionalism and progress invariably clashed in their unsteady march together toward 21st century modernity. The film's crew includes director of photography John Anastasic, retired television instructor at Hunterdon Central Regional High School, in whose class Althoff and Kuznicki met in 1995. And Princeton composer and part-time Rutgers professor Brian Katona, whom Althoff met in Los Angeles, Newark's New Jersey film commissioner, where Althoff once interned and also provided invaluable support. The film premiered in White House Station in March 2015. The filmmakers are currently seeking donations to expand the film to an hour so that it can be aired nationally on PBS and in film festivals. For more information or to donate to the cause, visit roundvalleymovie.com. As part of the Hunterdon's agricultural heritage, this documentary will have 2 free showings alongside 2 other short documentaries at the Hunterdon County Library, located at 314 State Route 12 in Flemington. It'll be on Sunday, November 15th at 12:30 and 3. The film will be shown on the first floor to the left of the main entrance in the library. There's no charge, but reservations are highly recommended via 103hundredth.org, as the room has a capacity of 100. Messrs. Kuznicki, Althoff, and Katona will all be on hand to answer questions. Stephanie Stevens will introduce the program. Donations to the Completion Fund will be accepted. Snacks will be provided. For more information, email davidkuznicki at gmail.com or auteur2000@juno.com. or visit 103hundredth.org for reservations. I have a Stephanie Stevens book about Round Valley, and there was some absolutely fantastic photos in the center. So the fact that Stephanie Stevens is doing some introductory work on this film before it starts is just fabulous. You're going to get quite an explanation, or at least an introduction to the whole situation before you see the result of the film. More history. New Egypt Speedway Awards banquet is set for January 16th. The staff at NJ Advanced Media reports that New Egypt Speedway has scheduled their annual awards banquet to honor the 2015 champions and top finishers in season-ending points for Saturday, January 16, 2016. This year's banquet will take place at the Hibernians Club, located on Cusser Road in Hamilton. Tickets for the event